hello. Thank you for tuning in to North Idaho Radio. I'm Jessica Kimball with Sandpoint's Best Lifestyle Magazine, and I'm here today with Michaela from Hourglass Body Sculpting.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming on, Michaela. So tell everyone about body sculpting.
So you kind of already introduced me, but my name is Michaela Murky. I am a mom of two, and I'm the owner of Hourglass Body Sculpting. I actually got into body sculpting because I literally tried a treatment for myself, and I was absolutely fascinated with the technology. And little did I know, the next several years of my life, I would spend building a business around it. I truly love helping women feel confident, and it's so amazing having a non-invasive option to do so.
So tell me a little bit about like how you started. So you tried a treatment.
Yes,
and you were hooked.
I literally tried a treatment for myself. So my mom, she had always talked about non-invasive body sculpting before. She was kind of always into, you know, reality TV shows and things of the sort like that. And there was a woman a few years ago who had moved into our area, and she was offering non-invasive body sculpting. And my mom talked me into going and trying a treatment for her. And I was graduating high school. I really didn't know what I was going to expect from this. And I noticed results after a single session, and that completely changed my life. I was so amazed by what could happen in such a short amount of time.
Yes, I've personally gotten treatments from you, and you can see on her Instagram, she posts before and after pictures, and you can see after one treatment, you do see a difference. So the proof's in the pudding.
Thank you. Yeah, it definitely depends. I mean, now everyone's body is so different, so results really vary per person. I've had women lose up to 6 inches in a single session, and then I've had women lose only half an inch in a session. So it really just varies. A lot goes into play. Scar tissue, how your lymphatic system's working, how your aftercare is, what you're doing at home, how your lifestyle is. Those are all things that play into
the entire process.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, so you have a big aftercare. Well, actually, first, I think we should talk about, kind of explain to everyone in Sandpoint, since summer's around the corner, everybody's wanting to get their bodies into, you know, shape for the beach.
Yes.
And boating. So tell me about your process. What would someone expect when they walk into your, they make an appointment with you, and then they come into your studio, and then what would they expect? Tell us the treatment process.
So we're always going to do a quick consultation before we get started, go over your goals, expectations, all that good stuff. And I like to explain to you what I'm doing. Now, depending on the area we're working on, that kind of determines what tools I'm using. So I'll just kind of explain. One of my most popular treatments is what I like to call a mommy makeover treatment. It's a customized approach using multiple technologies such as laser lipolysis, ultrasonic cavitation, radio frequency skin tightening, vacuum therapy, and wood therapy sometimes, all paired with my personal technique. Everything I do is customized, so it really just depends on the person I'm working with at the time. For the mommy makeover session that I talked about, what I'm targeting in that is your stomach insides. We're targeting stubborn fat, we're stimulating collagen production, and we're overall tightening the skin as well as encouraging lymphatic drainage.
And you're big on the aftercare, because I know the aftercare is a huge step in this. You can see better results if you do the aftercare.
Yes, aftercare is a major part of body sculpting. So I think what a lot of people get confused about is, you know, you can come in and you can have these great results, but they think you just get to leave and they're going to stay. So what actually happens is, when we're in a session, everything that I break down is going to travel into your lymphatic system. Then it's your job to process it out. How you're going to process that out is water is going to be the biggest thing. Water, water, water. I recommend a gallon of water every single day after your treatment. That's going to be, I cannot stress enough how important water is after the treatment. It's going to help flush out your lymphatic system. You are quite literally going to be peeing out all of the fat that we broke down.
Wow. So how long do you have to drink a gallon of water after your appointment?
Well,
for how many days?
So water's amazing. We should be drinking a gallon daily, but I typically recommend 3 to 6. It takes 3 to 6 days to fully process out all the fat that we broke down during your treatment.
Wow. And there's no surgery?
No surgery at all. 100% non-invasive, which is my favorite part about all of this.
tell me what makes your approach different from other places. Because these are kind of a hot thing right now. You know, the body sculpting is big lately.
Body sculpting is definitely getting a lot more popular. I would say what makes my approach different is that I do not just rely on one device or one technique. I combine multiple different technologies in every single treatment I do. And I tailor it to the client in front of me. I also focus a lot on the lymphatic system and overall drainage support because what we're breaking down needs to be processed by the body properly. So it's a very hands-on, professionalized approach rather than a one-size-fits-all. And I also include skin tightening in every single session I do.
Thank you. Okay, that's really good information, especially right before summer. So we're going to go to a commercial right now, and we'll be back soon.
Hardworking families in North Idaho are feeling it. Higher costs, tighter budgets, and a government that spends too much. I'm Mark Sauter. I voted for Idaho's 2025 tax cuts, and I'll keep fighting to put money back in your pocket, not Boise's. 4 years in the legislature and over a dozen bills signed into law, I believe Idaho grows stronger when you keep more of what you earn. I'm experienced, conservative, and proven. I'm asking for your vote, May 19th, Mark Sauter, District 1A.
Paid for by campaign for Mark Sauter, Ryan Wells, Treasurer.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Come and play this May and splash into winning at the Kootenai Casino. Don't miss our weekend bonus play, a deluxe kayak giveaway, and enjoy 24-hour gaming every Friday and Saturday. Plus, join us for a $10,000 Victoria Day and Memorial Day giveaways. Ready for a riverside getaway? Stay Sunday through Thursday from just $79 a night or a Riverview room from just $99 and enjoy two breakfasts and a drink on us. Dine with us at the Springs Restaurant, where you can enjoy our famous prime rib, dry, aged, slow roasted, and served with a chef's signature rub. Available Fridays and Saturdays after 4 p.m. And unwind at the spa at Kootenai. Enjoy a 30-minute massage with a hydrating body wrap and express pedicure for $149. Or a hydrating body wrap and scalp ritual for just $69. All month long, enjoy your chance to win. Book your winning stay now by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
This is Sean Keogh. I was honored to serve as our state senator for 22 years, and I'm voting for Jim Woodward because he knows how to serve and listen to all of us. Scott Herndon voted against paying our bills for fighting wildfires and against funding to teach our kids skills for jobs in our community. Herndon repeatedly votes against addressing everyday issues we need fixed.
Early voting is open now through May 15th, or vote on Election Day, May 19th. Visit VoteIdaho.gov for details and vote Jim Woodward.
Paid for by Jim Woodward for Senate.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Hello, we're back. Taking over David Keyes' show today, Jessica Kimball with Sandpoint's Best Lifestyle Magazine. You can find a copy just about everywhere. And I have Michaela here today with Hourglass Body Sculpting. We're talking about body sculpting because summer's around the corner, I thought. And we are ready to get our bodies in shape to feel good out there. So Michaela, let's get back to talking about body sculpting.
Yes, I'm excited.
So tell me what exactly, so if you're just someone and you've never even heard of body sculpting before and you're like, what is body sculpting? Can you please tell us exactly what it is?
Yes. Okay. So here's my professional what is body sculpting answer. Body Sculpting is a collection of non-invasive treatments designed to help with fat reduction, skin tightening, cellulite improvement, and overall body contouring. It is not surgery, there's absolutely no downtime, but it works with different technologies that support the body's natural processes to help reshape and refine certain areas that you don't love.
Oh, and you have before and afters on your, so where can someone find you if they're interested?
So if you're interested at looking at my before and afters or just learning about body sculpting, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Hourglass Body Sculpting LLC, or you can look up my website, hourglassbodysculptingllc.com, and I kind of go a little bit more into depth on what we're doing, what this process looks like, what you can expect, and all those good things.
And a treatment is only about 35 minutes.
Yeah. So I like to be quick and I like to be efficient. A lot of the women I'm seeing are moms, and so we're busy. We don't have a lot of time for self-care. So that's something I really try and be good about, is making sure you're in and out in a short amount of time and you can still return to daily life. So my treatments range from 35 minutes to 45 minutes apiece.
And do people typically get more than one treatment? So, like, I know personally I do my stomach. Mm-hmm. So do people come in and do arms, stomach, chin?
Yeah. So honestly, you can work on your whole body, literally your whole entire body. We could sculpt any area. That's really the cool thing about body sculpting, is no area is off limits.
Wow. And also it's really good for the lymphatic system.
It is. So that's something that a lot of people don't understand, is, you know, they understand the fact that we're melting your fat away, literally, but where does it go after that? So everything that we break down, like I said earlier, is going into the lymphatic system, which then your body naturally processes out. And then we just help encourage that process by having you drink water. I always, always recommend a lymphatic detox tea. I think it's amazing, and making sure we're keeping our body moving and we're sweating, because like I also mentioned earlier, sweat and pee is how you're going to flush it all out. It's kind of gross, but that's the nitty gritty of it.
Oh, it's the facts. And the lymphatic system is huge right now. So, you know, everyone's trying to keep that clean and clear, and then you're good and you have energy and you're healthy. So
it is. The lymphatic system plays a huge role in our overall health. I mean, I didn't realize how important our lymphatic system was until I truly got into body sculpting and started learning about it for myself. It plays a huge role in our daily life.
Yeah. And drinking that water.
Water, water, water. Yeah. That's what I tell everyone.
And I know you have a specific detox tea in your studio, but do you, any detox tea will do, right?
So the detox tea I keep in my studio, one of the main ingredients in it is Cleaver's herb, which I absolutely love. It's specifically helps detox your lymphatic system along with a bunch of other natural ingredients, but that's the big one. So if I was telling you to look for a detox tea outside of the studio, I would look for Cleaver's herb and dandelion root are always amazing.
Cleaver's herb and dandelion root. Yeah, I know dandelion root's really, really good.
Yes, it's amazing for detoxing the lymphatic system. And I tell people all the time, even if you're not doing body sculpting, you should still be detoxing your lymphatic system. I mean, you'll feel amazing afterwards. I always recommend it.
And sweating. So then after a treatment, you could sit in a sauna if you have the opportunity, or
if you're able to do sauna sessions, those are amazing after body sculpting. Anything to get your body sweating is great.
Get it all out.
Yes. Flush all that fat out.
Keep it out. So you, if someone wanted to find you, you're in Bonners and Sandpoint.
Yes. So I actually have two locations. It's been amazing. I actually started my body sculpting business in Bonners Ferry right after I graduated high school, and later I expanded into Sandpoint. And I feel just really grateful being able to be a part of both communities. I've met so many incredible women and business owners along the way, and it's been really rewarding to grow locally and build relationships with clients who truly trust me. So I just absolutely love what I do, and it's been amazing being able to connect with both communities. Actually, more than both communities, I have an office in Bonners Ferry and I have one in Sandpoint as well, but I'm seeing clients from Missoula, Kalispell, Libby, Troy, Newport, Priest River, Post Falls, Coeur d'Alene, all surrounding areas. So it's kind of amazing being able to dip into those communities as well.
Yeah, and they always love coming to Bonner's Ferry or Sandpoint.
They do. I my clients always love coming up and just the drive and the people and the scenery and all the things. So it's kind of a win-win. That's what I like to tell people.
Yeah, it is. We live in a beautiful place.
We do.
So your spot in Bonner's Ferry, your Alpine Glow?
Yes. So I work out of Alpine Glow in Bonner's Ferry. I work alongside a bunch of other professionals. It's really cool being able to work along so many women who truly care about helping empower and making other women feel good in their bodies. So I really enjoy that aspect because although I do love working by myself, it's nice to be in that environment every once in a while around other uplifting women.
Yeah, it's nice to have all the uplifting women together and uplift each other.
Exactly. We're all trying to grow businesses.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I love about Sandpoint is how, like, there isn't really competition here.
It's not.
No, everyone is there for each other, and everyone's always referring each other and helping each other.
Yes, I absolutely love the community. It's amazing.
Yeah. We have a great community. And Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint are sisters, I say.
They are. They're cousins.
They're the same.
Or something.
Yeah.
They're definitely related.
So what kind of results are clients seeing? I know that you have the before and afters on your, but when you get done with them afterwards, are they like, wow, and I know you take photos.
Yeah. So honestly, results, they truly do vary depending on the person. Everyone is so, so different. I always like to document. So we take before and after pictures. Now you don't have to let me share those with the world. That's totally personal.
No faces.
No faces, no names, nothing like that if you do allow me to share them. But it is really amazing when my clients do let me share what's possible because I mean, getting the word out there, it's nice for women to know that there is a non-invasive option. And, you know, in a world full of surgery and fillers and Botox and GLP-1s and all the things, it's so amazing to have this option that's non-invasive. And I mean, for the skin tightening, we are quite literally stimulating new collagen production, which is really cool. Once we hit the age of 25, our body naturally stops producing as much collagen. So literally being able to go in there and rebuild collagen is amazing.
Yeah. And no surgery.
Absolutely no surgery.
No downtime.
No downtime.
None. So the before and after is on your Instagram, and then you also have your website.
Yes, you can check out all of my work on either of my pages or on my website. I always am transparent. I let you know how many treatments it took for that client to get there. And yeah.
And you also have two little ones that you're a full-time mom, I'd say, right?
Yes, I have two little boys. I have an almost one-year-old and an almost three-year-old. And holy smokes, it's a lot of work trying to be a business owner and a mom. My husband, he works out of town. He's great, but I am usually holding the house down when he's gone. So it's been a wild ride trying to build a business and be the best mom that I can be, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's definitely the greatest joy of my life is being a mom, and then being a business owner would be second.
Good for you. I love that. So tell me what your ideal client is before we wrap up here.
Yeah. So I honestly don't think there is just an ideal client. And I feel like that kind of goes into one of the biggest misconceptions about body sculpting as well. Body sculpting is for a wide range of people. Some clients are working on fat reduction. Some are focused on skin tightening or cellulite. And others just want more contour and confidence. Everybody is so wildly different. So treatments are always adjusted based on your body and your goals.
And ages is not really a thing.
No, absolutely not. I literally have a client who's in her 80s right now, and we just completely faded out her stretch marks that she's had for the last 60 years.
Oh my
so
goodness.
That was like one of those moments as a business owner, you just want to jump up and down because I know what I do works, but hearing things like that is just, it's really overwhelming with joy. Overwhelming in the best way.
Oh yeah, that I bet she just lit up from ear to ear.
That she did. She was so excited.
60 years she was carrying that around.
Seriously, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. So I was really happy I was able to help restore just a little bit of her confidence.
Yeah, so I'd say one of the biggest things that body sculpting and what you do, Michaela, are giving women back their confidence.
I definitely try. I know how hard it is being a mom and being a woman, so anything we can to make ourselves feel a little bit more confident is what I'm all about.
Tell us where your location is in Sandpoint.
I am located on 4th Street. I am by appointment only, but you're welcome to reach out through any of my socials or through my website. And I will say I am filling up very quickly with the summer months approaching, but I am taking on a few new clients. So if you're ready to sculpt your summer body or just feel a little bit more confident, I would love to help you.
That sounds wonderful. I know I'll be seeing you. I love to get the lymph moving and then, like you said, drinking all the water.
It's so good. I feel like you just feel better. You feel like you moved all that gunk out of your body. That's something else. I have so many women that come in and it's not just about, you know, fat loss or skin tightening. It's literally just about flushing the lymphatic system and helping it move better. So.
Oh, I love that. That's another thing to talk about too, you know, because it's not just about the looks. It's not just about you wanting to, you know, have the tightest skin or the six pack stomach or whatever. It's about the way you feel.
Yes. No, I tell my clients, this is literally a full health reset. I'm going to give you instructions on what you should be doing outside of treatments. It's really a health reset. And I think it's left a lot of women feeling really good and confident after they get through their sessions. And I love that I'm able to be a part of their story.
Yeah, I love that too. You're making Sandpoint women feel and look good and Bonner's Ferry.
I try my best.
So, okay, you talked about the results.
Yes.
And the age is anything. You can do any age.
Yes.
And somebody from obviously 18.
Yes, that's – I don't think I would see anyone under 18 unless they had their parents' approval just because, you know, I do like to be positive, body positive, and I don't want to give any negative advice to younger girls.
Yeah, I get that.
So 18 and up, I'm ready for you. Come on in. Let's okay. Get you feeling confident.
Tell us one more time before we leave where they can find you on your social media.
Yeah, so you can find me at Hourglass Body Sculpting LLC on Instagram or Facebook. And then you can find me at hourglassbodysculptingllc.com. That is my website, and that's where you can also book online.
Thank you, Michaela. It was fun having you on today.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved being here.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to a break, and we'll see you soon with Chafe 150.
Are you ready to pedal for a purpose? Saturday, June 20th, the 18th annual Chafe 150 Grand Fondo in beautiful Sandpoint, Idaho, sponsored by the Sandpoint Rotary. From the epic 150-mile loop around the Cabinet Mountains to scenic gravel routes to the 25-mile route through the Selly Valley, there's a distance for every cyclist. Supporting the Every Student Graduates a Reader initiative and other literacy programs in the Lake Ponderay School District, pedal through paradise and change a life. Register now at chafe150.com.
Did your boat leave you stranded last summer? Don't let that happen again. Let Wheels and Waves get your boat ready for summer fun. As an authorized Mercury dealer for parts and service, we have everything you need to ensure your boat is in tip-top shape for the water. We also have new Aloha Tri-Tune pontoons and Edge aluminum duck boats available for sale and ready for the water. Call us at 208-818-4767 or stop by and see us in Sagal at 43 Algoma Place. Get ready to make waves this summer with Wheels and Waves.
There's something special rising at the Forge Artisan Pizza. Every pizza and bread starts with authentic sourdough made using flour from wheat grown and milled in Italy. Fresh, locally sourced organic ingredients are used whenever possible, bringing incredible flavor to every bite. Enjoy artisan pizzas, fresh salads, house-made pasta, and delicious desserts, all served in a warm atmosphere with outdoor patio seating. Open Thursday through Monday, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Experience handcrafted flavor at the Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open. Join us Thursday through Sunday from noon to 8 p.m. for great food and waterfront views. Now hiring kitchen staff, apply today. Visit pearlsonthelake.com for details.
Hot tubs. Hot tub. Hot tub. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of new 2026 inventory.
Friday through Sunday.
Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Over 100 hot tubs on display and everything must go. New 2026 inventory. Deep, deep discounts. All inventory 40 to 80% off.
Come see the Revolutionary Swim Spa in action and save up to 60%.
Trade-ins welcome.
Free delivery.
We'll even haul away your old hot tub.
Worry-free installation.
18-month interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
Free admission.
Free parking.
Call 833-SPA-SALE.
I'm Chuck Lohman, running for the Idaho House because power is slowly concentrating at the state and federal level, a threat to federalism. We see it in small things, legislating cursive handwriting instead of leaving it to the school boards, or telling Bonner's Ferry they can't fly the Canadian flag. As a veteran, I fought for a constitution that empowers local leaders to make local decisions. Local governance prevents forced conformity. Vote Chuck Lohman May 19th. Paid for by Chuck Lohman for Idaho House.
News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Thank you for tuning in today at North Idaho Radio. I'm Jessica Kimball, and we're here today with Mariah and Brad with Chafe 150. So, Chafe 150 is around the corner, June 20th.
Yes, June 20th, 2026. We'll see you at City Beach.
City Beach, that's where it starts.
Starts and finishes. Starts and ends, yep.
So, if for someone that doesn't know much about Chafe 150, but you know, you guys do a great job. It's everywhere. It's been promoted a lot throughout the years. How many years has it been?
19.
This is the 18th annual. Yeah.
Oh, the 18th
started
year.
In 2008.
2008. Wow. And so it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And tell me kind of about the Chafe 150. If it was someone that doesn't really understand, but it's a bike ride.
Yeah, it's an organized bike ride. We've got several routes. Most anybody can ride, and we'd love to see you out there. Our signature route is that 150-mile route. Starts here in Sandpoint through Bonners and Troy and then along the beautiful Bow River Valley.
Through Bonners.
Through
yeah. Troy. I didn't realize that. See?
Yeah. So the Chafe 150 is kind of the signature route. It's not our most popular route, right? 150 miles is a lot for a lot of people. But that route takes a pretty large loop up, as Brad said, up through Bonners, across Troy, down Highway 56 in the Bull River Valley, and then hits Highway 200. Takes a couple of detours on some frontage roads on the way back on Highway 200 back to Sandpoint, and that all starts and ends at City Beach. We have an 80-mile route that's very popular. We actually bus people to Troy, take them there, and then they ride the 80 miles back, the second half of the 150.
And that 80-mile ride is really the most scenic part of that whole thing, so it's just a great place for people to experience something a little less challenging.
Really, because you say it's scenic because it's just beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to around Bull Lake?
Yeah,
area?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That area over there is just so incredibly beautiful. And there's a few really nice frontage roads that were opened up about 4 years ago, kind of pretty newly paved off in the Knoxon.
From Heron, essentially, to yeah. Clark Fork.
From Heron to Clark Fork, essentially. Some really beautiful area back in there, too.
Wow. So what time does it start?
Early. The 150 starts at 6:30.
Yep.
And the other rides start later. We try, our goal is to get all these rides to come together and coalesce at the end, right? So people are finishing sort of together, and we have this great after-ride celebration, right?
Oh, what? I want to be there for that for sure. What time is that?
It kind of goes all day, so we have people coming down at the beach, you know, cheering the riders off and as well as cheering them back in. So one of the things we didn't really hit on when we first started is, you know, the Chafe is really a community event. It's organized by the Rotary Club of Sandpoint. Brad and I are both Rotarians in Sandpoint, and we use this ride has always been since 2008. It's raised money for education programs in Sandpoint. It started with the Panhandle Alliance for Education as a fundraiser for the Ready for Kindergarten program, making sure that, you know, young kids and families were able to prepare their kids to start kindergarten. And from there, the ride has evolved and grown and changed and eventually was taken over by the Rotary Club of Sandpoint. It takes a lot of people to put it on, so the Rotary Club was a great home for it with a lot of people who are really committed to community. And
since that time, we've been able to go from just the 150 and 80, which is where it kind of started, to add, we now have a 40 and 25 mile road routes also. So a lot more accessible. A lot of our local riders ride those routes, and they'll decide kind of the week before if they're going to come ride. A lot of our locals ride our longer routes too, but, and then we've added, as things have changed and the cycling landscape has changed, we've added a couple of gravel routes for those who want to sort of stay off the highway. So gravel cycling is really becoming more popular in the industry.
Wow. So how many miles is it total than 80, you said?
It depends on the route. So you can choose the one – oh, for the gravel routes?
Yeah. Well, the smaller one.
So there's a – on the road side, we have a 25-mile route. We have a 40-mile route, 80-mile route, and a 150-mile route. And then on the gravel side – off the road, we have, well, they shift a little. It's going to be what, 60 and 50?
Yeah, it's going to be right around there, 52 and like 50 and 68. And the gravel story is an interesting one this year. All that, we used to run our gravel routes up in that Clark Fork area and up Lightning Creek and then down Trestle. And all that flooding in December wiped out several miles of Lightning Creek Road. So come about 12:31, we had to decide on a new gravel route because we can't use that Lightning Creek anymore. So it's a little tough to develop gravel bike routes in the winter in Sandpoint. You know, there's a little bit of snow in the high country.
Yeah, so, there's snow everywhere. People want to go.
So that's what I'm doing tomorrow is out riding around Priest River.
Which is hopefully we've got a pretty solid new route for the gravel ride. And we're doing our final scouts this weekend, and hopefully we can give a more accurate map to our gravel registrants for what they can expect moving into this year's gravel route.
That's cool. I like that. So beyond the ride itself, what kind of impact does CHAFE 150 have on Sandpoint and the local community?
Well, Ryan touched on that a little bit, but that's really what we're most proud of. You know, this ride has benefited an entire generation of Sandpoint students.
Yeah, all local.
And you can see it in the LPOSD test results, right? I mean, we're very proud of the educational assistance we've been able to provide, and the community should be proud as well, right? I mean, we've got some of the best reading and math scores in the state, and in part it's through efforts of things like this.
Yeah.
And we couldn't, you know, I think we couldn't do it without the community that stands behind it. You know, the CHAFE, about 50-50 participation is local versus non-local participants in the event. We have a lot of local people who will participate, but we have just registered right now. The furthest away registrant that I saw when I was looking yesterday is, you know, from Southern Arizona coming up to ride with us. And we've got at least 5 people already registered from Arizona. We got another 5 in Oregon. We've got probably 50 from Washington, Southern BC, Montana. People come from all over to ride. We have somebody who comes from Florida, not that irregularly, probably been 5 times to come up and ride with us.
That's a lot. That's from all over. So this has started in Sandpoint, right?
Correct. Yeah. Started in Sandpoint, and it was rated one of the best charity rides in the nation several years ago. And so we get a lot of recognition from that. The goal of the CHAFE is to be the best supported ride a rider's ever participated in, and we're really proud of that. Our rider feedback says that's really the experience that they get out of the ride, and it brings a lot to the community. Our community invests a lot in it, our sponsors and everything, but we
The community, yeah, I noticed that so many businesses support. So with the sponsors, lots of sponsorships for CHAFE 150. Like everything, it takes a community to really, you know, put it all together, and Sandpoint's really good at that.
Yeah, we really do want to thank all those sponsors, and Mariah will give us a little list in a few minutes here.
Yeah, that's perfect.
We're so happy with Sandpoint and all the effort people put into this ride. It's really a labor of love. And this is also taking place at a time when many of these rides are disappearing. The Rat Pod ride in Dillon, Montana, that we've ripped off a lot of ideas over the years. That one is going away this year. The Stoker ride that went on for eons in Libby was gone.
Wow.
It was a big one in BC, not too far away in Penticton, that has gone away. So anyway, we're proud to still be here, and we'd love to see people come out and ride and help support this.
Yeah, that's Sandpoint's going to be known for the Chafe 150, and it's going to be all over the world soon. Then the
only we hope so.
It already is. It's getting there.
We get people from Canada. We're international.
Yeah,
we're international for sure.
A great place to ride too.
Yes, I think that's one of the. I participated in an event a few weeks ago where I did a little bit of a SWOT analysis of the event, helping some other people do some fundraising stuff. And one of the things that really stuck out in my mind as a strength to what we have here is the community, but also just the landscape, right?
Yeah.
There's really nothing else like it, but when you show up to City Beach on ride day, you are on the shores of Lake Pendere, you have breakfast on the water, and you get to come back to that same thing. It's just a really special experience that we can provide that you don't get anywhere else.
And it's once a year, and they keep coming back for more. They make it a tradition.
Exactly. Yeah. They make a tradition out of it, and our locals come down. And if you don't ride, we hope you'll come down for the party or come cheer on the riders. So June 20th.
And then what time should people show up if they're not riding? They want to come just cheer on.
Around 2 or 3 people, the riders will start coming in. It gets a little thicker.
Around
3, 4 p.m. But we'll have riders coming in from probably 2 to 8.
Awesome. Well, we're going to wrap it up here, but why don't you give us a list of all those wonderful sponsors that make Chafe happen?
Yes, I will just give you our platinum and gold sponsors, but the platinum sponsors for the 2026 Chafe are Lighthouse Foods and Lake Media. We're so thankful for them and all they do for the Chafe and have done for the Chafe for so many years. Our gold sponsors are Coachava, the 219 Lounge, Peg and Reed Tuttenham, D.A. Davidson, Sentinel Financial Management, Annie Paula, KPND Radio, Torque Electric, 113 Main, Williams & Schiller, CPAs and Consultants, the Bonner County Daily Bee, the Heimowitz Family Foundation, and Tomlinson Sotheby's International Real Estate.
That's a list. Well, thank you for telling Sandpoint about the Chafe 150, and we're going to head to a break, and we'll be back soon with the SHS Grad Night.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise Foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pendere. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hey, guys, do you want male performance in the bedroom and do you want it now? Get it in 47 seconds or less. For the first time, you can have instant male enhancement. Introducing Knox 47, the topical male enhancement that works in 47 seconds or less. Satisfaction guaranteed. Finally, after years of scientific research, our proprietary formula will allow you to perform in the bedroom like never before. Just imagine that little blue pill on steroids. No reason to settle and wait when you can get instant performance now. Forget about pills and potions that make you wait hours or up to 30 days to work. That's yesterday's news. Knox 47 is brand new. The hottest thing for men. And you don't need a prescription. Call now and get your free supply for a limited time.
Find out how to get Knox 47 for free. Call now, 800-480-8115. That's 800-480-8115. Free bottles for a limited time. Call 800-480-8115. That's 800-480-8115.
Our Senator Mike Crapo and Representative Russ Fulcher are standing up for radio listeners like us by supporting legislation to keep AM radio in cars. They know the value of local radio in times of emergency. Now it's time for Congress to finish the job and pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Learn more at dependonam.com. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There's a reason President Trump endorsed Senator Jim Risch. He is a tireless fighter for our conservative values, working families, and our Idaho land and water. Jim Risch delivered a big tax cut for middle-class families. He's standing with President Trump to secure our border and deport dangerous criminals. Here is Jim Risch, a rancher, a small business owner, and a powerful voice for Idaho.
Idaho is a really special place with hardworking people and conservative values. I fought alongside President Trump to pass the biggest tax cuts for working families in American history. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. We closed the border and continue to remove dangerous illegal aliens from our country. I'm proud to be endorsed by President Trump. I'm Jim Risch, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jim Risch for U.S. Senate.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. I'm Jessica Kimball, and I'm here with Justin with SHS Grad Night. So, Justin, tell me about, if somebody doesn't know what SHS Grad Night is, can you explain it?
So for the last 51 years, Sandpoint High School, a committee that's attached, we're a separate entity, but a group of parents or volunteers have thrown a grad night for SHS. And so basically it's a safe and sober environment. Grad night is one of the most dangerous nights for teens. It's mm-hmm. one of the highest death rates. And so Sandpoint took it upon themselves to say, we want to keep our seniors safe and we want them to have a cool place to come hang out and do some activities and just party safe and sober.
Wow, that's great. So then they stay in one. What does the party look like, and where's the party at?
And so basically, they check in at the front desk. They pre-register, they check in, and then they're able to roam around one of the buildings at the fairgrounds. And so it's really fun.
Like, do you have music?
We have DJs. We have food. There's games and bingo, like this, you get a bingo card and you have to do an activity to win other prizes. And then they walk out with a swag bag that's full of like coupons and gift cards that are from local businesses. And, one big prize that like a gift from the community to that grad. And they range from like iPads to, bikes, e-bikes, things like that. So
wow. An e-bike.
Cool. Yeah.
Graduate and cruise around town on an e-bike. That's living the life.
You're going to college and you live in a dorm, you can ride your e-bike to your classes. So we try to give them something that will benefit them going forward.
Yeah,
so.
iPad for work and
yeah,
creating. So if a local business or community member want to help support the SHS Grad Night, what are some of the things that they can do?
Well, right now we have a silent auction that's about to go live. Where we have these baskets that have been donated by local businesses and people can bid on those, and that's all online. So we're pushing out a QR code this weekend at Lost in the 50s. We have a booth there.
Oh, okay.
We also have prize drawing tickets, mm-hmm. which have four really amazing, four really amazing, prizes that you can win. We have a load of gravel, half of a cow, vacation type package at Dover Bay and a sports package that has like Spokane Indians tickets and a Traeger grill and things like that. So those tickets are $5 a piece or 5 for $20. And so it's just a way that they can, as a community, come together and support.
And are they selling those tickets at Lost in the 50s?
They are. And they're actually online on our Facebook and on the Instagram. There's a QR code. You can buy them digitally and then pick them up physically from Bleeding Hearts Tattoo.
Oh, wow. That's neat. So if you don't make it down to Lost in the 50s, then you can just go online?
Yep. And that prize drawing will happen the week of graduation. I believe we picked June 2nd, but it's that same week that graduation is happening.
Okay, and then you guys just draw all the winners?
Yep. We'll pull one from each box, and there'll be two because it's a whole cow that was donated, but we're giving away half per.
Make two prizes out of one.
That's right.
Perfect. That's the way to do it. That's
a lot of meat. If you don't have a freezer and you eat a whole cow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is. So if the local businesses, they want to help, so what's the website that they would go to buy these tickets?
So Facebook is the best way.
Okay.
We update that all the time. So everything that we're doing, we're posting daily two or three times a day to get all of the information out there. And if you just search SHS Grad Night, mm-hmm. it pops right up. And that's the best way to get involved. We do take donations of cash or check at Bleeding Hearts.
Okay.
And those QR codes are there as well.
So Bleeding Hearts is kind of like a home base for everyone. If you have a gift, because you do gifts as well. Like
we do. And we're going to be pushing out an Amazon wish list. We did a survey with the kids to see like what kind of things they were looking for. And we're updating an Amazon wish list that people can click on and they can purchase those gifts for the kids.
So this is all parents that are doing this?
Mostly parents, but we actually have a plethora of volunteers that don't have seniors. They've just seen what Grad Night can do. They've seen the impact that it has, that one last night of, you know, memories that these kids take with them forever, and they want to be involved.
Why is Grad Night so important for Sandpoint seniors right now?
I think that it with so many changes, there's so many people that are moving into Sandpoint that it's a culture piece. That I talked to a business owner when we were kind of discussing restaurant takeovers and things like that, and he said 30 years ago he remembers his Grad Night and he had a great time. And then at the actual takeover, I talked to his dad, and his dad had been a part of 5 Grad Nights. And they just see the impact. They see that, you know, there's one thing that seniors can look forward to every single year that cultivates kind of their graduation experience. And it's a place that they can go hang out with their friends for one last time, maybe talk to somebody that they hadn't talked to in high school because now high school's done.
Yeah.
And they've always wanted to have a conversation with that person. They're there and they get that opportunity to just party one last time. And we know that they're going to be safe and sober. So I think the way that the world is going, this is something that they can look at the tradition of what Grad Night is, and then they know that they're going to have a good time.
Celebrating.
Yeah.
Celebrating in a safe way.
Absolutely.
So you can keep celebrating your life.
That's right. Yeah, make it all the way through, and then don't make it past graduation would be crazy.
So there's an event coming?
Yes. So we have the Lost in the 50s booth this week. It'll be on Saturday on right around 2nd and Main. There's a vendor area, and we'll be in that vendor area. There we'll have the prize drawing tickets, and we're having a raffle for a basket of car cleaning supplies. And so somebody donated a bunch of car cleaning supplies, and we'll be raffling that off there. And I figure what better place to do that than, you know, shiny cars and Lost in the 50s.
Yeah, everybody's going to be buying tickets, especially during the parade when they all have their cars out.
They're just running down everywhere downtown Sandpoint. And so having something to, you know, buff the car out, especially, might be a little rainy. And
yeah. So, what do you think about that? Is there supposed to be rain?
There is, but
always.
It wouldn't be Lost in the 50s without a little bit of rain.
Yeah, so. Sandpoint still shows up.
That's right.
With an umbrella, we don't care. We're not afraid of getting wet.
Shows up and shows out.
Uh-huh.
So I love it.
So all the parents are the ones that put this on, and then the kids, they help, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, they've helped us with the prize drawing tickets, like out there selling those. But for the most part, our goal is for them to sit back and relax. And so the night of, they just show up and they have a good time. We have parent volunteers. We have community volunteers that have really stepped up and said, we want this to happen and we want it to be amazing. And so I've kind of pushed that the parents do most of the work. Like the kids will show up and they'll show face and, you know, help us fundraise. But for the most part, our goal is that they finish strong, that they graduate, and that they have a really good time at the event itself. And then they look at what adult life looks like. So
I love that. That's so good and safe. That's what the most important thing is. So when people see on I've seen on social media before, it was like Sweet Lou's or all these local restaurants, it says SHS Takeover. What does that mean?
So basically we go into the restaurant and we set up our prize drawing ticket table, And then the kids will go around, and some of the restaurants have requested help. So some of the kids with restaurant experience will show up, and they'll clear tables, and they'll seat people, and help the restaurant out in that way. And then the restaurant will in turn give us a percentage of sales for the hours that we're there. And so it's kind of a win-win for both, because we're drawing customers to come into the restaurant. But at the same time, it's the community involvement. And so we had a lot of them this year.
You did. And I've seen them everywhere, even coffee shops.
Yeah.
Little things. That's fun. So if you see those out there, Sandpoint, show up to the restaurant, help support the Sandpoint seniors for their last night. And before we wrap up, is there anything else you want Sandpoint to know about this event that's coming?
Yeah, just a huge thank you to everybody. We have one takeover left, and that's May 20th at Papa Murphy's. And so, but leading up to just seeing the community come out and be so involved with the seniors and just so supportive of what this event is. I mean, I couldn't name everybody that's been involved or had some hand in what it looks like. And so we're just super grateful for everybody that has jumped in, all the parents that are part of the committee, all the board members. They're all volunteers. Everything that we do is volunteer oriented, and every dollar that comes in goes right into the event. So it's really supporting the kids.
I love that. Supporting their last year, and then they're adults.
That's right.
Well, thanks for coming on to tell everybody about the Sandpoint High School Grad Night. And thank you for tuning in to North Idaho Radio. We'll see you next time.